Blog Talk Radio.
Coming into the studio, I have online with me Eleanor Sutch, and she is a business. We've got some feedback going on. Hold on a second. Let me fix this feedback. And we're going to talk about business and business building. Is it for you? Should you do it? Should you tell your business? Should you start a business? Is a business, some of you don't have the personality for it. And I'm just saying, if you don't know how to talk to people, starting a business may not be for you. So let's think about it. And we also have Ramunda, who is my health and wellness expert and guru. And say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
We also have a live studio audience. We're on LinkedIn. Hello, LinkedIn. Hello, Tumblr. Hello, Facebook. Hello, who else is it? Twitter, hello, IG, hello, all these social medias. We have a huge audience in South Africa, bonjour, and in Japan, konnichiwa. So I always want to make sure I give the shout-outs and recognize those that are tuning in. Exciting show today, so I'm going to get the business out of the way. We want to thank our sponsors, and our sponsors are AmeriHealth Caritas. And what is our other sponsor this week? Virginia Beach Breast Cancer Funding. So we will be in the Hampton Roads area tomorrow. Shout out to the Hampton Roads area. Coming down there to start a support group. We can't wait to connect to everyone. So that's all of the business out of the way. We're going to jump right into it. We're going to get started. And, again, Eleanor has blessed us with her expertise and what she knows. So, Eleanor, why don't you tell them all about you and tell them what you do?
Thank you very much for having me as your guest, Vicki. I was in sales, and I was expected to fail up front on my first job because I was just another dumb woman. Mm. And so the beauty of that was instead of being handed a script and told to memorize it, I met with my prospective audience and asked why they invited me in so I know what to continue doing and how they prefer to choose vendors and what I needed to show them in order to be seriously considered.
Okay. Awesome. So, you know, I love it when I hear these success stories because it lets us know that even though we are women with families, some of us single moms, some of us head of household, some of us unemployed, whatever your situation is, there are a lot of success stories out there that we can follow and duplicate. So I thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us. We have Ms. Hawkins in our studio audience, and I appreciate everyone that's going to share this. I appreciate everyone that is going to put this on their Facebook page, because we know that we have a huge sharing audience, and that's what I love about this. Welcome in the studio audience, Warren Green. All right. Awesome. So, Eleanor, we want you to go ahead. Tell us what we need to know. I'm not even going to ask you questions. I do have some questions here, but just tell us about starting a business and focusing on your business, and what's the best way that those need to, what are the footsteps that we need to take to create? So we're going to listen to you.
Okay, so I took the best of my experience, sales, and actually my business plan began in 1962. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you okay. There's like a construction truck or something. I'm not for sure what that is.
Okay.
But we can hear you loud and clear.
Wonderful. So I began in the ICU. I had, quote, an irreparable broken neck. I'm a rare survivor. Two visions came to me that I was again giving back to communities. And in the moment, I said, yes, that's what I'm going to do. And I knew from my previous corporate experience that I became a pro at finding jobs and becoming the candidate of choice. You have to sell yourself on interviews. Mm-hmm. And so it was an ICU that night that I began plotting out new sales. The definition is to create a returning and referring clientele. It alleviates stress when you know that you have loyal clientele. And I focused on what I knew well. It was how to listen, how to observe body language, get in the mindset of your prospect, and ask questions. You don't sell to get the sale. You listen. You're active in the moment. And then you get people to share the most pertinent details with you to come to an agreeable outcome and purpose. And so that's what I did.
Okay.
And I began teaching other people, as I slowly began to grow my business, how they could do the same. I grew into becoming a public speaker, motivational, a sales trainer, and a known international best-selling author. And recently, Chris claimed me to be a top 1% influencer because I'm very active online.
I like that. So explain to us, what is the top 1% influencer?
I'm very well connected on Twitter and LinkedIn, and with my blog, I have a very large subscriber base today. Notoriety, and noted on a lot of my sales lists too.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned blogs. Explain to people how important it is to have a blog.
Well, there are two routes to go. One is email lists, and truthfully, those emails that I don't ask for annoy me, so I didn't go that route. Instead, I began writing what I find to be the better points for building business, making connections, how to communicate well. And that way, people who are interested in the topic subscribe to it.
Okay.
So it's the difference between attracting or selling, and I prefer the attraction method. So it's combining marketing with sales.
I think people don't understand blogging. They don't consider it an essential branding. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because one of the questions we had today was about blogging and how important is blogging and how do you even start to blog. So it's important to have a correct email list, and you also have to ask permission. And also, while you're blogging, give them the option to subscribe to your channel, correct?
Yeah, it's up to the person whether they want to subscribe or not. And I post my blogs on LinkedIn and Twitter. Mm-hmm. And it's up to the other people whether they want to read it or not.
I like that.
How I began was what was on my mind or what I would see how people were attempting to sell to me, and doesn't work well in my opinion.
Okay.
And the conversations we have, I never use names, but I use the examples, and that would be the centerpiece for the topic of the day.
I like that. How often do you blog?
I do it twice a week. Once, what happens over time is Tuesdays is my viewpoint. On Friday, I ask leaders from various fields to provide their story about how they advance against obstacles to become successful so that younger readers could more easily advance their careers. It's another aspect of my community, the topic of the day.
I like that. I love it. I really like that. So blogging is so important, but you also said as a 1% influencer, you're highly connected, and you named some social media. Give us a few of your favorite social media platforms.
My favorite platforms, I use two now, is Twitter and LinkedIn. I like Twitter because it's brief, but they're very, very good articles up to date on the latest technology and advancements, climate change, political, whatever topic interests you, it's there, and you can read the latest news about it. So that's an excellent resource. And LinkedIn, that's where professionals are. And that's where I meet a lot of people.
Yes, LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. I've met so many interesting professionals around the world that I would never meet if not for social media. Matter of fact, I was just invited to come to India to do a breast cancer speak with the International Breast Cancer Symposium. I wish I could afford to go, but it's such an honor that they even thought about me or even know about me. So you're absolutely right. So for you to be a 1% influencer, that means that you have to have a hand in all social media, or you just need to be connected and well listed with a few.
As I say, I'm only on the two platforms now, but I have large audiences.
What do you consider a large audience, Eleanor?
It's in the many thousands. CRED has to be listed as being connected. You know, it goes down a few levels.
Uh-huh.
It's over 100,000 people.
Ooh, okay. I'm trying to grow up and be like you.
Right.
I am definitely taking my notes, as you see, and I am taking this conversation seriously. Ms. Hawkins is on the line. Ms. Hawkins, please type in if you have – well, everybody's on the line. Please type in if you have any questions. You are listening to IITG Seasoned Sisters Speak, and Eleanor Sutt is our guest, along with Ramunda Ines, and I always put a twang on her name, and Warren Green is on the line. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Share, like, and we know you guys are going to view this later because everybody has gone back to work, but we appreciate you tuning in right now and sharing. So you mentioned also, Ramunda, do you have any comments or anything to say?
Well, that's good information to know, knowing how social media works.
Because
I'm really not a social media type person.
You're not.
Ooh, I struggle hard with it.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised just the basic I'd be struggling with. So anything beyond that point, I know I'm in trouble. But it's good information that you're giving. And I'm glad Vicky taking notes so I can use her cheat sheet.
Yeah, and she will. And Warren, do you have any questions or comments so far?
No, that was my construction people outside, by the way.
Oh.
I'm glad you muted me.
Okay. Warren is near the water, Eleanor. He lives near Virginia Beach, so he's close. Matter of fact, he can open up his back door and throw a brick and hit the water. So we're a little jealous of him right now. So whatever construction. Yes, it is. So whatever construction noise you're getting, you deserve, Warren. So I'm not even, look, I'm not even
well,
going to.
I think it's paradise.
I don't feel sorry for you at all. So I hope you get a whole bunch of noise today. I hope you get no rest today. I'm a little jealous of Warren's location. So, yeah, I hope you get all of that today, Warren. But how to sell yourself. So, Eleanor, how do we sell ourselves? What song and dance do we do to get the audience? Because everybody right now is home on social media. Everybody right now has a talk blog, a cook show, a workout show. And how do we capture that audience? How do we sell ourselves?
Yeah.
It's based on a lot of questions that people ask over time. And then for the blog, I write pieces on that. Or as I say, you know, people attempt to sell me up front on LinkedIn, and I provide information, my best insight. For me, sales is intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever had to teach me how to do it.
Okay.
So I explain keeping a positive mindset, putting the other person first. It's about respect and being of help. I know a lot of people are tweeting and talking about that today. So these topics that are popular, I might create a story around it from a prior experience. What I learned, you know, to answer your question better, I learned it from a genius marketing person long ago and then a public speaking class. And they both instructed on to share your personal story so that people feel connected with you. And so I was told to tell your story as if you're sitting in your kitchen sharing a cup of coffee with a best friend.
Oh, I like that.
And they say it's natural. It's not manipulative. Mm-hmm. You just tell a person what's on your mind, and then they get their input. Ask what's on their mind, and then share. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon you find the dots connect. It's like building friendships. That's all sales should be about. It's frequently not, but it should be.
I like that.
Let me ask you a question. Do you recommending being in health and wellness, do you think it's a, because I feel like health and wellness is a really a struggle challenge for people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend having the blog to address a lot, and how do you grab the audience in on that? That's the key.
Okay, so what I do in my title, I ask a question like, do you, are you?
Oh.
And people who are or do will gravitate towards your blog.
Okay. I like that.
Meaning, use an example.
I'm sorry?
Use an example. How would you use the do you?
Are you ready to make change? Mm-hmm. Are you ready to improve your health? Are you wanting to overcome illness to become an athlete?
Jesus, what you
something
do you
like that.
Want to make a change? Do you feel that you need to get better?
Mm-hmm.
We're both in chronic disease education, and so is Warren. And look, when I always say people that are fat know they're fat. People who have diabetes know they have diabetes. Health and wellness is unappreciative and a thankless position because no one wants to be told that they're sick and they want a quick fix. And there is no quick fix when it comes to health and wellness. You have to maintain a healthy lifestyle. People always say, Vicki, what's the best way to lose 5 pounds? And, you know, it's like, well, put the remote down. That's 5 pounds, you know, and get whole and, you know, and get whole and get up and get just like with us in this conversation. I tell people while you're watching this, exercise, move on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
You can dance and move on the couch. You don't have to leave your house. You can. YouTube has a million dance videos, a million exercise videos. There's no excuse anymore. And it's according to whatever your health disease issue is. If you can't walk, you can move your arms. If you can't move your arms, you can move your body. Let me tell you something. You can't walk, but you make it to that kitchen every day. You make it to your car to go get number 2, number 4, and number 5, you know, double, triple-size hamburger, which I call the heart attack. So don't tell me what you can and can't do, but health and wellness is thankless. No one wants to be told they're sick, but once they are, they want a quick fix, and they want to know, like, I was a size 24. I'm now a 12, 14-ish, and I have all the pictures to show it. And the first thing people say is, Vicki, I want to do that by the summertime. Well, sugar, that's less than 30 days away. And unless you're about to have gastric bypass, I don't know how you're going to do it. Warren has introduced me to the Mediterranean diet, which I love. It takes
yes. May I interrupt? It changed my life.
Look, Warren, there we go. Another satisfied customer.
What a connection.
Yes.
My son sent me a book called Younger Next Year. As you can tell, I'm a senior citizen. And it's said to exercise 6 days a week and to eat the Mediterranean diet.
Mm-hmm.
So first I said 6 days a week, that's nonsense. And then I remembered Seinfeld, an old episode where George Costanza said nothing he does works. So I'm going to do the opposite. So I decided I would do the opposite. I began working out 6 days a week. I ride a bike now. I am a senior. A senior.
Yeah,
and I'm in better shape today than I was in my 50s. And that diet, I lost all kinds of weight that I could never shed before. It works.
Well, it does. It does. I ever since my chemo, I have a problem with meat. And I shared that with Warren, and Warren was like, well, you got to try the Mediterranean. Oh, no, it's not a diet. Lifestyle. The Mediterranean lifestyle.
It's
not diet.
Yeah.
And this chick right here, I mean, she's been on me for years, and we go back and forth about health and wellness and what works and what doesn't work. And it's amazing when you change your life how you change your attitude, because once you get your body together, your mind follows, your energy follows. It's all aligned, spiritual, financial, mental,
physical,
it's all of that, emotional, all of that. And it starts from your gut, and it works on its way out. So, and people are saying, what does that have to do with business? When you don't feel well, your business won't do well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not mentally up for the challenge, your business will not be successful. I remember Ramunda shared with us, she was starting a new plan at her business. But the lady who walked in to share it to her, by the time she got up the steps and sat down, I think she was over 300 pounds. You can't sell a health and wellness lifestyle if you're not health and wellness pictured. You know what I mean? You can't tell somebody this lifestyle works for me, and they ask you, well, how much weight have you lost? I've lost none, and you're 300 pounds, and you've been on it for 5 years. You've got to look the part. You have to have the health part, and you have to start somewhere. So if you're not taking your own product and you're not doing what you're preaching, it's a failed system. You have to do what's best for you, but if you're not going to follow your own guidelines, you're just talking to the wall. And that's all about business. You can't say you're a business influencer and you only have 20 people that's following you. It doesn't work like that, right?
No, it sure doesn't.
So let's talk about building your business, and I can't believe we're already 22 minutes in. To build your business, your suggestions are to start well. And for those of you just tuning in, this is IITD Season Sister Speak. Our guest today is Eleanor Stett, along with Ramunda, Eternal Life Detox, and Warren, and myself, Victoria and Russell Walton. And we're talking about building your business, how to get started, and we're so blessed to have Eleanor in the studio with us. So let's talk about building it. First of all, get your mind together. After you get your mind together, then what, Eleanor?
You have to really concentrate on what you're most passionate about, because there's going to be a lot of negativity, lots of trial and error, and things will come to a crashing halt. So the passion has to be there to continue and get past all that. But what I learned, I used to be a highly competitive salesperson, never shared anything. When I became an entrepreneur, it was essential. I become collaborative. It was a 180-degree turn for me. And that made all the difference. And what it does is it extends your audience reach and your branding effort so that more people know about you. So be open, but you also have to prioritize and make sure everybody has the same standard of ethics and goals, and that you want to work together moving forward, and that you can trust one another. I have a pinned tweet that says, trust is the soul of sales and all else that you do.
Wow. And I want to elaborate on when you said about the passion piece. People get afraid of your passion.
Yeah.
because I speak when I was speaking and when I speak, oh, you so passionate about it. You know, they get over, they don't know how to handle your passion for what you do to help people. And they also take your passion personal. They take it personal. They feel like they relabel your passion to an attitude.
Yeah.
Or she attitude. You know, they relate because I done been through it. So I know how people are when they come down for that word passion, but they also put a negative attachment to it.
Yeah. If I told you even a few samples of the negativity I got and told me I'm an idiot, most people would have quit.
Yeah.
But I was passionate. I knew what I had would be good, and I kept moving forward. But the funny one was I originally, and I'm not putting the process down, I originally self-published. A lot of people do very well with that, but somebody in my social circle, no less, said in a very nasty tone, well, if your book were any good, a publisher would have picked it up. So what you do is you ground yourself. You don't get angry.
Mm-hmm.
You smile.
Right.
To catch people off guard.
Yeah.
And I said, thank you very much. And that was Saturday night. You'll never believe this. Monday I went to a new networking event, and I met somebody just getting started representing authors. I hired her on the spot, and that's the book that became the international bestseller.
Wow.
So I guess that's good.
Wow.
Wow.
And I need to finish mine, because mine's been sitting in the link. For about 6 or 7 years, because I've also started that process a while back, and because I had bumped against that negative, just like you just said, I stopped because I couldn't find that trustworthy person to help me continue what I needed to have, and then I felt a certain type of way. Every time I go towards, I said, but I need help, but I don't know who to trust because I've been burnt so many times doing it.
Self-published.
Yeah, well, I've been burnt too. We all have.
Yeah.
So.
Let me tell you, when I grow up, I want to be like you. I love this. You are where we're trying to get to, and that's why it's so important to have people who are smarter than you. I always tell people, if you're the smartest person in the room, then you've got a dumb room. You should not be the smartest person in the room, because who are you going to learn from, feed off of, get guidance from? You've got to be around those that have been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and can guide you and that can teach you. That's why I love being around Ramunda. That's why I love Warren. Oh, my gosh, I am so glad that his wife allows me to call him, because I bother him all the time. When I read his article, I told my husband, I said, I'm going to find this guy. I'm going to talk to this guy about immune therapy when it comes to cancer. I said, I've got to find out, you know, if this guy will even talk to me. And he picked the phone up and he talked to me. And we have been kicking it ever since. So just to talk
Thank
to this
you,
one
Thank
and
you,
to talk
Warren.
To Warren, talk
Thank
to Ramunda
Warren.
And Warren, and now you, I love it. And we're also giving the audience in the community what they need. Because a lot of people won't ask questions because they're afraid. People have told them, you're a single mom, you can't do it. You didn't graduate, you didn't do it. You don't have a degree, you can't do it. You don't have the funding, you can't do it. With social media and the way the world is now, you don't have to be a millionaire to start your own show and to build your own audience. And now that we've been home for 18 months, it's a perfect time to build yourself up. So people are missed out on the opportunity listening to the negativity. So I applaud you and all of the rest of us who are still doing it, trying to do it, trying to get there, and the information that you're giving us is awesome. So I want to continue, and there's lots of questions, but I want to continue about, you said you self-published. How did you self-publish? Talk about that.
Oh, originally, you know, I wrote a manuscript, represented me in the past, wasn't interested in that particular piece, so I decided to self-publish, and it was recommended, you know, to get a certain editor and a book designer who could do the layout nicely and do the graphic design, so I hired them. Today, though, I don't know if you're aware, there's a grammatical software that I find fantastic. My writing improved tremendously. It's called Grammarly.
Yes,
Grammarly.
Mm-hmm.
And
Grammarly.
I use it for my tweets to make sure I didn't leave out a
And that's what you didn't know.
So,
good to know.
So, Eleanor, can you talk blog? Can you please give your information on how to reach you and where you are?
Sure. My email is Eleanor, E-L-I-N-O-R, at smoothsale, S-M-O-O-T-H-S-A-L-E, .net. And my website is smoothsale.net. And on Twitter, I'm at smoothsale. And on LinkedIn, I'm Eleanor Stutz.
It doesn't get any easier than that. And if you missed that, I will put it in the message under it, and you can always reach out to us. And we will let you know on Talk Blog is listening, but it's about to end. So thank you all of those who are listening on all social medias. This is IITG Season Sister Speak. I'm your girl, Victoria Russell Walton, a.k.a. Maryland's Big Diva, with Warren Green. And we also have Ramunda in the studio with Internal Life Detox. I want to say International Life Detox. I'm going to speak that into your existence. And our guest today is Eleanor Stutz, and she is educating us about business and how to brand, how to build, and your mindset for that. So we're going to jump back in. We're going to take a two-minute break, because this is when Warren comes in and gives us, hi, Paulette Smith. Hi, everybody. Ms. Hawkins, if you have any questions, let us know. We're listening to Instant IG, and if you have any questions there, we're talking about building a business. Warren is going to give us a nutritional snippet right now, his words of advice for being healthy, and then we're going to come back in and let Eleanor finish up with all of these million questions we have. So let's go, Warren. What do you have for us today?
Well, I was just thinking, I was listening to what you were saying, and if you're gaining weight, I'm a cause and an effect disciple. If you gain weight, you've exceeded your nutritional needs, because your body is storing for another time. So your body has to understand, you have to understand what your nutritional needs are and act towards that, as opposed to just eating for comfort or something, which I think is absurd, period. You're eating, food is fuel only, and that's all it is. Mm-hmm. All you do, you eat to do whatever you got to do in life. It provides the fuel. If you're going to use it as something, some sort of emotional crutch or something, that's always going to be dangerous. You can't, and the body works by, if you consume something that you don't need, your body says, or your body doesn't even understand what it is, it'll set it aside to come back later, and they'll store it as fat.
Hmm.
And then that fat takes on an identity of itself, or of its own. It's just not a good situation. So what you need, and the Mediterranean diet is excellent, because it'll give you enough discipline to understand what your nutritional needs are. Usually it's just the Mediterranean diet is really, you can modify, because they allow everything. They'll allow a little dairy, they'll allow a little meat, they'll allow a little everything that you're already doing. Now you just have to really look at it and try to design it for you.
Mm-hmm.
They have it's like a one-size-fits-all concept. Like, say, in Vicky's family, she has a little boy. And a husband, and so when they sit at the table, they probably eat the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
The little boy needs a whole lot more of things that you don't need. In other words, they might need carbohydrates, fats, mm-hmm. and everything else, for energy, and you might not need that much. Or meat. Now, I'm looking at red meat now, and I'm looking at the CDC, and that's going to be a problem now, because we don't know where the meat is coming from. The United States has become a buying. We import our food. That is not a good situation, because we don't know how they're manufacturing it in other places. We talk about China, but the bulk of our food is coming from there. So I don't know how they can be your enemy. I mean, that sounds insane to me.
Yeah, we're getting our food from
really
the enemy.
Have to start getting a handle on it. Start looking at it organic. I'm looking at the CDC they're talking about now. If you're not eating organic meat, then you might have a problem. I always thought it was a problem when they took away the country of origin labeling, so we don't even know where it's coming from or how it got here or how it's handled. And when you consider meat is decomposing flesh that's preserved with carcinogenic material is the problem.
So, Warren, and we just found out also last week that the United States farmers did not get the support and their cows did not get the food that's needed. So they've already predicted that in the late fall, there's going to be a meat shortage. So not only are we going to be fighting over toilet tissue again and paper towels again.
What happened is our most fertile land in this country is probably in the Mid-Atlantic area.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, North Carolina was the state was created for its fertile soil, and that was intended to be the breadbasket of the whole country. They got rid of a lot of the farmers there and went to growing crops to feed cattle, which is with corn and soy, and to export. So we're not manufacturing food here for wholesome food for us. With those crops, you have to use pesticides and everything else, which is also a problem because your body doesn't really understand pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 15 years, the administration actually raised the level of glyphosate, which is Roundup, really, that you use in your garden to kill pests, and that's in the food. That's always going to be a problem.
We know that, and that's why we have these two, this one and Warren on. Nutrition also works with the mindset. You are what you put in your body. You eat fats, you're fat. You eat sugars, you're a sugar head. You know, if you eat vegetables, you're a vegetable head. It's not common sense. You are what you eat, and we all know that. So I love it when Warren comes in and gives us our nutritional factor. Warren and Ramunda are great nutritional encyclopedias, and we appreciate them so much. So, Warren, thank you for that snippet.
I did want to tell Eleanor, I'm 81. I'll be 82 in August.
Oh, you know what? That's great.
I'm a pre-baby boomer, you know. But I realize that I've had cancer since 2005.
Yeah.
I understand. But you have to understand what's happening here and some of the things and some of the pitfalls that people are running into, and it's going to be a problem. You must protect your immune system. And now the immune system is front and center in all medical things. Now, we understand they fast-tracked an immunotherapy for cancer, which is amazing to me. I mean, it got around. It got through all of the clinical trials and stuff in probably less than 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, immunotherapy is similar to this vaccine therapy. It's really the same thing. Makes the body respond. Makes your body understand what the disease is and attack it. That's all inoculations are, which is why they can get it through so quick without trials. They understand what it's going to do.
Warren,
may I give you guys the tip? It's really important.
Sure.
I was diagnosed that supposedly I have a marker for leukemia. But like I said, I'm in better shape than I've ever been, so I refused to take chemo. I said, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I asked for an Asian doctor. And you know what she said? She said, would you be willing to drink a cup of tea every day? I said, of course I would. So long story short, the green tea was matcha. And I can't remember what it was, but I apologize. But the green tea definitely helps. And I haven't had any advancement in 2 years. I think I have the marker, but I don't have the cancer. And imagine if I had been pressured into taking chemo.
Yeah.
I drink green tea. I've drank green tea
Warren,
every day for the last
Warren is a huge promoter.
That is my beverage of choice.
Yeah. yeah.
And green tea with cranberry juice, because that's also
We're on the same page.
Warren, I have a question for you from the audience. It says, what is your opinion of the hydroponic garden?
Well, that's just garlic made in water. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, it would be better than farmed garlic and soil.
No, not garlic.
Hydroponic is always
garden.
No, gardens. The hydroponic gardens. Hydroponic gardens.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
That's
okay.
Water.
That's water.
Hydroponic is growing in water.
Right.
In fact, right down here in Virginia Beach, they're building a massive, I guess it's a farm down in Virginia Beach that's as big as maybe 10 football fields where they're going to be growing hydroponically produce for the area.
That is awesome.
I'm just so glad that you're confirming a lot of the conversations that we've already heard and had, and you're just coming on maybe from the male point to wake folks up from the male dominant voice to speak on it as well, because it's like you say these things and you hear these things, and, you know, it's good to hear that somebody put a lot of confirmation to what you out here talking about, because I talk about this stuff all the time, Mr. Warren, and people hear what they want to hear. Yeah. I don't know if because it's a female voice, but if your voice makes a difference and keep bringing that ring to it, then that's a key, that's a good blessing, mainly when you get people to do what you're asking them to do when you've already had conversations based on it. So that's a great thing. So I'm enjoying listening to you myself. So thank you for making people do things that they don't do.
Between you two, we're gonna have you two on a talk, and I'm just gonna sit on the couch and not say anything. Because this is going to be a conversation to have. Matter of fact, we're going to plan that for next month to have Raimundo on the couch with Warren, and I'm just going to sit on the side and do the commercials. So thank you so much, Warren. I appreciate you. Eleanor, let's get back to you because we have some questions, and we've got, 15 minutes left. That was Warren Green coming out of Virginia Beach. You can always reach him on Facebook at Warren Green. Just type in his name. He's the first one that comes up. And, Warren, you also want to give your information on how to reach you?
Yeah, I do a couple of articles for the Christian Broadcasting Company. They have a newsletter that I contribute to. I'm wearing down now. I'm kind of, you know, I focus more on, as a cancer survivor, it's always nervous time when you feel a little twinge here and there and so forth and so on. So I do an awful lot of research and see what's coming up and what's in the what the National Institutes of Health and what their studies are looking like and so forth and so on. I just found out the other day that I take Luprin. And which simulates castration. Actually, what happens with prostate cancer is that it feeds off testosterone. They have to reduce the testosterone. So I would get hot flashes and everything else, but taking this medicine, of course, because it's a female hormone that I have to take. Maybe to say, but cancer's tricky, and it's going to bypass that sooner or later. So we know that that's not going to. It always tries to stay alive.
Mr. Warren,
and I were talking about that the other day. It always tries to stay alive. So you're going to have to stay a step above it. Medicine is just the medicine works on the standard of care. So we talked about chemo. Of course, chemo, surgery, and radiation. 5 years ago was the only standard of care for any kind of cancer, period. Now immunotherapy came in. The FDA approved that as a standard of care. So now there's four things that are happening. But this science is moving so fast now that they've figured out the whole genome system and everything else. Now they're beginning to understand what's really happening, why you get cancer, how to handle it. There's stuff in the pipeline that is phenomenal. I believe that anybody that has cancer, the first thing they need to do is get involved in a comprehensive a treatment center like Johns Hopkins, Wake Forest, Duke University, you know, some of the comprehensive ones. There's 69 in the United States. You would want to do that so you can have every option. Now, they have local providers like urologists and so forth and so on, but they're limited to the standard of care. They can't go into trials and studies. Mm-hmm. They can only do the standard of care.
Okay.
We want to look at that more.
Thank you, Warren. I'm telling you, I will have these too on a talk show, and I will just sit on the couch in the corner and just say IITG Season Sister Speak, Victoria Russell Walton, and I'll just be quiet. So, Paulette, thank you for all your questions. Warren, thank you for your comments. As always, you are an encyclopedia of nutritional information, and we appreciate you so very much. Eleanor, we're going to jump right back into you. We've got so many questions, but let's get started here. One of the comments you made was creating an audience. So what's the best software to use when you're creating an audience? Where should you start?
I started a long time ago. As far as software, I'm not the right person to ask.
Okay. What are your suggestions let me rephrase it then. What is your suggestions for creating your email? Do you pull from family and friends? Do you just send it out there and see what bounces back? How do you build?
Communicate.
Right.
With
how
the
do
people.
You? Mm-hmm. How do you build your email list?
See, I'm very different. I personalized everything.
Okay.
I did it when I was selling, and it was one to one, heart to heart, mind to mind. It's worth the extra time. So, for example, on LinkedIn, everybody has a profile.
Right.
I read their profile first, and then I know how to start the message to catch their interest and reply to me, and then we might have a conversation. So that's how I do it, and that's why I did the blog, so that on the other end of the spectrum, I would attract interest from those who need my information. But the email, no.
So you take the information basically from the LinkedIn, look at their profile, as you just said, know how to address the personal relationship with them because you've already looked into the characteristics of who they are.
Right. I'll say your work is of interest or I admire your achievements, something like that.
Right.
And I'd like to connect if you're open to it. And when they do connect, would you be interested in having a conversation?
Awesome. Okay. That's good to hear and good to know. And in building that relationship with them and sending out, that's building a database. Do you use a separate database email as well as a communicator, or how do you relate to asking them that, you know, build that relationship with them?
People contact me. I mean, like you contacted me for an interview. I'm at a point where I've had so much activity that people contact me and make requests. But that title of that first book is Nice Girls Do Get the Sale, Relationship Building That Gets Results.
Mm.
And
okay.
That's what caused the interest. That's what the publishing house entitled it. And that's the essence of how I sell and then how I built my business, building the relationships. That comes before any sale. And you do it well. People actually ask me permission to buy from me.
So where would they get that book if you were to market that book? How can they find that book? Is it on Amazon? Is it on?
It's on Amazon. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And would you like me to get a copy to show the audience?
Yes,
please. Yes.
I apologize. I have
no,
to
it's okay.
That.
While you do that, I'll do a quick commercial.
And me and Vicky like an autograph copy.
Yeah,
we would.
I think she refines her market, and she knows what her market is.
Yeah.
So it's Nice Girls Do Get the Sale, Relationship Building That Gets Results. And I share all the stories in there about how people came to asking permission to buy. And then the other one for job seekers, because a lot of people are looking for work today, is Hired, How to Use Sales Techniques to Sell Yourself on Interviews. I have an author page on Amazon. You can find them there.
Awesome. Awesome. You know, I speak on, I love how you are confident, but I know you weren't always confident. So speak on that.
Okay, that's why my first job, pressure was on me. They wanted to fire me but couldn't. They expected me to fail, and all eyes were on me. Mm. So I had an opportunity to take that three-month-long speaking class. The first evening, I could barely get my name out in front of everybody. Midway through, people were laughing at what was happening behind the scenes in the office. I thought, are they laughing at me for being stupid, for putting up with it, or is it genuine laughter? By the end of the 3 months, guess what happened?
What?
I was appointed the top speaking performer.
Wow.
And I got the gold medal. Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
You know, Ramonda spoke on this briefly, and it's about owning your passion. I know that I am often told when I walk into a room, I act like I own it.
Yeah.
And, again, it's not that I'm conceited. I'm confident. And there is a fine line. And I owe that to the God I serve.
Yeah,
I have to talk about him because he goes everywhere with me. There's been places when my name has a star by on the list, and they want to know, what questions are you going to answer? You know, Victoria's here. And I never forget the first time that happened to me, and they made me sit in a specific area. They wanted to know what questions I was going to ask. They wanted to know, was I there in a speaker capacity? And I said, well, my name is not down as a speaker. And they set me in a specific area, and the lady just, I mean, she was just on me, and I kept saying, I'm not even on the stage. Why are you bothering me? I'm just here to listen. But if you're going to talk about breast cancer and that's my passion, you better come with it.
Yeah.
You can't sit in a room and say you were just given $300,000 and you can't find any African-American women to help. That's not going to cut it with me. And when I heard that, all gloves went off, and, you know, there's a Vicky and a Victorian. Victorian left the room. She's a nice one with
Vicky
the degree, yeah, and the award. And Vicky showed up because I'm trying to understand how you can't find us. And to me, it was like boing, boing, boing. So it's not that I'm rude or that I'm brash. It's just that I have a passion when it comes to that because we're dying at alarming numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I'm not conceited. I just love me. Look, I've almost died twice now because of breast cancer. I don't know how much longer God is going to have me here. I got more time behind me than I do in front of me, and that's for all of us in the world. So while you're here, two things need to happen. You need to find your happy place, and the second thing is you need to stay there. Okay? So I own my passion. I own my flaws. I own my stretch marks. I own my hiccups. I own, you know, my issues. I own it. And then I take it, I share it, and I don't share it for you to throw it back in my face. I share it because there's a need for you to know. So that's why I share it. And building my business, I have pinky parties. I know people are copying me, and that's another question. What do you do when people copy you? You take it as a compliment, and you keep on moving. You don't look behind you. You look forward.
We talk about that all the time. We talk about that all the time.
I don't care if you're copying me. There's only one Victorian Russell Walton, a.k.a. Maryland's Big Diva. She's right here. So you can't – I'm not there. So if I'm not there, it's not a party. And that's just how I feel. But I want everyone to ask their questions. Stop inboxing me your questions. I'm not paying attention to my inbox. Type it in here while we have the experts online. I appreciate all that's going to share and everything. I can't believe we have 7 minutes left. Ah, it's not enough time. But, Eleanor, I want you to tell us what we need to know. Give us something that we can take. I've taken notes. I've shared notes. I know that this will be shared. My last talk blog, we only had 10 people online, but if you go back and look, we've had 250 shares. So I love it. People can, and I love it when they do that because you can stop, take questions, take your little notes. So I love it when we share, and I love my haters. Hey, haters.
Hey.
Haters are great marketing tools. They give me so much free advertisement. I love it. So, Eleanor, in the last, well, wow, 5 minutes we have, I want you to take 3 minutes and just tell us what we need to know. Give us that tidbit.
Okay, well, I kindly say put your superpower cape on and make sure it's well-oiled, because you're going to be hard to practice if you've got a good idea.
Yeah.
And when those targets come, you just start flying forward with your idea, know you're on the right track. Occasionally, there's a gold nugget, like the guy said, if your book is any good. And that's why I stopped and said thank you. But I kept going, and I got that publishing house. You keep going. You only have one life to live. We each have our own identity. We have to own up to it, live it, and be proud of who we become. Sure, not everything's going to work out right, but be open to learning from the lessons. And then incorporate that into your next track and embolden it. And make sure everything is consistent when you try new things. Make sure it ties into what's working well.
Yeah.
And then... but stay up to date on the business news and make sure that everything is working in conjunction with the new technology, the new ideas, so that you don't grow stale.
Love it.
And negativity is your motivational force to keep going.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please tell me I can't do something.
No.
Because my Father God, in the name of, I will be up. And she's my witness.
Watch out.
Yeah. Please don't tell me what I can and can't do, because I've been through too much. And I've had too much. And nothing stops me. When a person tells me I can't do something, just like now, the devil trying to stop me by giving me a trickle in my throat. But the show is over with, so he can do whatever he wants now. I can fall out now. It's all good.
That's right.
But, Eleanor, again, tell them how to get in contact with you.
My email is eleanor@smoothsale.net. The website is smoothsale, smoothsale.net. And I'm on Amazon under my name, Eleanor Stutz.
Love it. And if you can't find her, reach out to me. I can always get you in contact with her. You know how to get in contact with Warren. Reminder, you didn't tell them how to get in contact with you.
Oh, hey.
You want to get in contact
with
me?
Please do. Well, I'm in Ramonda Ames, which is my name. Ambassador Wellness is under my Facebook page. Internal Life Detox. You got me some more international. Internal Life Detox. I work in Blissful Life Center in Winchester, Virginia. That's where my office is located at. Loving it. And internationally known, well, we'll be traveling a little more. God see fit. And opening up other centers as well. But, yeah, my... my email is internallifedetox@gmail.com as well. So
awesome.
We're here.
And I'm Victoria Russell Walton. You can always reach me at 301-683-8690. You can catch us on all the social medias. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, South Africa and Japan, konnichiwa, and gracias to all everyone else. I'm trying to learn a new language. I think I want to start with French. But we want to thank everyone for tuning in today. And the topic was building your business and understanding your business and how to have confidence while doing it. Starting a book, where do you start? You start by just typing. Colette gave a great snippet on if you don't want to write a book, just start with journaling and share that. Everyone has a story. Everyone has a passion. Everyone has talent. You just have to find out what that talent is. And when someone tells you you can't do it, if it's for you, show them that you can. You don't let others lead your life. You don't let others take you by the nose and say, you can't do it. If you're broke, then start online. Online is free. It doesn't cost you anything. It costs you time. You have nothing else to do for 18 months. There's no excuse. For 18 months, we have sat in the house, gained weight, talked about our neighbors, family, and friends, and some of us not do anything. So for those of us who have a passion to get out and exercise and get healthy and to help someone, when you walk into your season, you're not just doing it for you. You're doing it for someone. Someone needed to hear that Eleanor started and it was rough for her. And now look at her, 1% influencer, great book on Amazon, in the top rank for social media. But she didn't start there. it's just like a baby. You crawl, then you walk, and then you run. But you have to crawl. You have to get started. And if you never start, you won't finish. Okay? Let the haters tell you what you can't do. Haters, I love it when the haters tell me what I can't do. They motivate me so much. So we appreciate everyone tuning in today. Share with your community. If you want to be a guest on the show, you think you have what it takes, reach out to us. But our guest today was Eleanor Stetson. We really appreciate her coming in. And this one right here showing up and sharing the couch with me, and Warren being my long-distance mentor. Thank you, everyone. This is IITG Season Sister Speak. I hope you learned something that you did not know. I hope you took your notes, and if not, share this and look at this later on in the day. Thank you, everyone in the audience. Paulette and Ms. Hawkins, I hope you learned something, and all of those on all social medias, Instagram. So thank you. Thank you again, Eleanor, for sharing with me. And people should know I'm on the air, but, you know, here we go. So thank you again. Thank you again so much. Bye, Eleanor. Bye, Warren. Bye, Ramonda. We'll see you next Thursday. Everyone, be blessed, be whole, but most of all, be nice, okay?
Yes.
Be kind, and still wear your mask. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.